Now, you can deny it all you want. Winter will soon be here. Of course, you can tell we're getting close because the stores have their Christmas stuff up. Needless to say, you can't jump on a plane and go where it's warm every time it's going to snow. You're just going to have to face it, deal with it, and more importantly, prepare for it. That's a lesson my next guest offers in her children's book, which really all of us can learn from. She also gives a side lesson on working and building a career based on your passion as well. Here with the latest adventures of Freddy the Frogcaster, as featured in her new children's book, Freddy the Frogcaster and the Big Blizzard, is Fox News Channel's chief meteorologist, Janice Dean. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I know, Christmas decorations already? What?
Well, you know, they had some extra room after they put out all the Halloween stuff, so.
I know. I should talk because I've got a Blizzard book out in fall, so.
Well, you know, it's not too, like I said, you along with the adventures of Freddy and all the cast of characters in his little world, you also have to give people time to absorb that lesson of preparation, like I referred to. But give us just a little backtracking, because this is the second time with Freddy the Frogcaster. So if someone's late to the party, give us just a little outlay of what Freddy's all about and what his world is like.
So Freddy the Frogcaster loves watching weather, and you know, he has his weather station in the backyard that his dad built him. They know exactly what to get him for Christmas and birthdays, and it's all having to do with weather. He's obsessed with weather. He loves it. He's what you would call a weather geek in a very fond way, like I am and like all meteorologists are. And so the first book, Freddy the Frogcaster, was sort of, we got into Freddy's world. We met his role models, Sally Croker and Polly Woggins, who work at the Frog News Network, and he watches their frogcasts every day and kind of compares notes with what he has been observing in the atmosphere outside. And so the first one dealt with a thunderstorm that was moving through the lily pad. This one is a blizzard, and I kind of focus in on the ingredients that you need for a blizzard. You know, you need a big Arctic cold front that moves through the region, and then sometimes you'll have these storms that creep up the coast, and, you know, when these ingredients come in place, the very, very, very cold air and the, you know, the storm system that perhaps is coming up the coast, then you can have a blizzard. It doesn't have to come up the coast. It can actually, you know, be a big storm really anywhere in the country. And even folks across the South deal with some types of wintry precipitation, and I go over that in the book. So it's a fun story. Thank goodness for Russ Cox, my illustrator, because I could write a masterpiece, but if it wasn't for him making Freddy come to life with his beautiful illustrations, I wouldn't have a best-selling book.
I like the illustration on the cover, too. It makes Freddy look like one of those huge front yard inflatables.
He is so cute, isn't he? I couldn't imagine a better, I couldn't forecast a better Freddy. He just did an amazing job. So this next book I think is great because, you know, every kid loves a snowstorm. Of course, they don't like the fact that they actually have to make up for the snow days later on in the school year. But it's a fun book about a snowstorm and being prepared, as you mentioned. My big role as a meteorologist at Fox is to prepare people before the storm, and that's exactly what Freddy wants to do as well. And kids and parents and teachers can get together and make an emergency preparedness kit. It doesn't have to be for a storm that's coming tomorrow. You know, to have one in place is always a good idea, not only in your house but in your car.
And as you come to learn, this will be one of those cases where the kids can tip off the parents, because in Freddy the Frogcaster and the Big Blizzard, just like there's always that one adult, Polly Woggins just doesn't get it, does she?
So Polly means well, but I think sometimes her head is in the clouds, pun intended. She works at the Frog News Network. She's also an on-camera frogcaster, and she wants to go out in the blizzard, which a lot of weather forecasters like to do. They like to go outside and broadcast live to show people how bad the storm is. But what she doesn't realize is that, yeah, she can get caught in a blizzard. The roads, you know, can be shut down by snow drifts. And thankfully, Freddie gives her one of his emergency kits that he's put together. And so she has that just in case the truck breaks down. But no spoiler alerts here. I'm not going to tell you what happens at the end.
Although I do want to remove any rumors or negative things. Polly Woggins, she's a bit of a diva, a little star. She's not really, you know, your little masking of some real life person you might happen to work with, is it?
You know, I think that we all know people kind of like Polly. She means well. She's beautiful and talented. She just, you know, she kind of, I don't. Maybe she hasn't experienced life enough. And I think when people ask me that, I think Polly was me at a younger age when I was starting out my career. I wanted to do it all. I wanted to show people what I could do. And sometimes because my head maybe was in the clouds, I wasn't focusing really on what the real message was. So I think, you know, as getting out of school, anybody can be like that. They don't really have their you know, what they want to do when they get older, and they want to make sure that they try all different things. So she's a little bit of me when I was younger, and Sally Croker is me now, when I kind of know I have a focus on what I'm doing, and I know the purpose of it and that kind of thing. So now she's probably, you know, a hybrid of folks that I've met in my travels and broadcasting and otherwise. But I think, you know, both of them are me at certain different ages.
So Janice Dean, chief meteorologist for the Fox News Channel, her new children's book, Freddy the Fraudcaster and the Big Blizzard, foxnews.com on the web. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. The whole idea with preparation too, Janice, you know, if the Farmer's Almanac is right here in the Northeast, we're going to get nailed pretty hard, even more so with more cold, more snow we saw last year. And preparation, I think, for a lot of people, especially in the more rural areas, is going to be a necessity rather than a simple list of, item on the list of things to do this week.
Yes, I think so. And, you know, one of my favorite phrases comes from President John F. Kennedy, and he used to say, fix the roof when the sun is shining. And that's really my message as well. It's just a beautiful way of saying, do it now while the weather is good so that you're not scrambling at the last minute. And that's the key message. And as for the Farmer's Almanac, you know, I know it's a beloved piece of literature, but for forecasters, meteorologists, we haven't gotten that great at forecasting anything outside of a 5-day forecast. I mean, we can look at climate, and we can also look at weather patterns that are similar that we are seeing this year that we've seen in the past. But anything past a 5-day is kind of a coin toss, to be quite honest with you.
And also to blame everything on so-called global warming is just making excuses for not preparing.
Well, I mean, the whole global warming, we could have a whole hour-long discussion about that. I mean, the climate has been changing since the atmosphere began. So, you know, to predict anything, again, past 5 days is pretty much impossible. I'm all for protecting our climate and for, you know, protecting our environment that we live in for our kids. But to really know what's going to happen in the next 10, 15 century, you know, that's impossible.
And to think that man can influence what weather is going to do is pretty arrogant, too.
Well, I mean, I certainly think that we do play a role somehow, but to what degree and to how big a role we play is still up for discussion.
You are a mom, and when you complete a book before you turn into the publisher, like Freddy the Fraudcaster and the Big Blizzard, do your kids become your test marketing? Or
sure, absolutely. I mean, Freddy, you know, my kids were kind of you know, I see my kids' appreciation for weather, and I, you know, over the years I've had people ask me for ideas for presents because their kids love weather, for books that I can recommend, and there really wasn't a whole lot out there. So that's one of the reasons why I wrote Freddy the Fraudcaster. But also, my kids, seeing my kids outside looking at clouds, oh, Mama, you know, that's a dark cloud. Maybe rain is rolling in. And I remember an incident with my 5-year-old Matthew when he was a little younger in the tub, and he squeezed a washcloth, and the water came out. He said, Mama, that's a cloud, and that's rain, you know. Mm-hmm. So I see their appreciation. And certainly Freddy is modeled after my kids. I mean, you know, some of the cute things that they do, how can you not, you know, model a little frog after your own kids? So, but yeah, of course, and they do love it. I will be honest with you and say that they've heard the book so many times at home and at schools. I bring it to schools and, you know, readings at bookstores. So I think sometimes they're like, oh, do we have to hear it again? But in a good way, you know. But I also think they think every mom is an author and a TV broadcaster.
Well, if you want to get the kids to cooperate more, you just tell them, hey, kids, remember two words, college fund.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. I know. I see my life flashing before my eyes right now.
Well, along with getting a fun read with Freddy the Fraudcaster and the Big Blizzard, your kids are going to get a little taste of science, a little idea of what to do with your passion as far as a career. and to learn more about the weather, too. So maybe a little science on the side order isn't a bad thing either. Freddie the Frogcaster and the Big Blizzard, available through your favorite means of getting a book online, or if you're one of those people who still goes into an actual bookstore, which is also a nice thing, too, since most of them are local businesses now. And you can check out Janice every day on the Fox News Channel, Chief Meteorologist Janice Dean. Thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.